Providing Loving Discipline, Peter's Story. My 8-year-old was a natural spender, Melissa said about her daughter Peeta. When money came into Peeta's hands, she would spend it immediately on the first brightly colored plastic trinket she saw, even if it was a pooper scooper for the dog they didn't have. Last year, she headed to Walmart's toy aisle, hoping her older brother Garrett or I would give her a few bucks so she could buy something, Melissa said. Peeta had learned to bat her big blue eyes and put on a dramatic pouty face, which unfortunately often worked on Garrett. But this time her brother said no. So Peeta turned to her mom. "Mom, I bought him stuff when I had money, and now he won't do the same," Peeta said through tears, some real and some not. "Can you buy me something? This is just $3.99. My first reaction was to punish her, because we've been over this 1,000 times already, Melissa said. But I remembered the need to keep my cool as best I could. I took a deep breath, or maybe it was 2 breaths that day. Then Melissa responded this way. "I'm sorry, Peeta. I'm sure you'll do much better next time and save some of your money for later." Melissa reports that Peeta has become a wiser spender since that particular Walmart incident. A year later, Peeta's hard-earned money now stays in her backpack for a day or two, and sometimes even for a week. If you're like most people, you tend to connect discipline with correction, consequences, or punishment. But on that day in the store, Melissa was disciplining her daughter with training and redirection. As a mom, she was seeing discipline as the bigger idea of discipling. Melissa didn't know it, but by providing loving discipline to her daughter and helping her build important life skills, she was also providing a good offense against suicide. The goal of discipline is to lead your disciples to the place where they have the skills and confidence to tackle the world on their own in a healthy way. In the end, you want your child to have 4 basic life skills. 1, self-discipline and regulation. Good discipline brings kids to the point where they can regulate their own choices and behaviors. Early in the process, teach your child something like this. No matter how old you get, someone will always bug you and tell you what to do. You can either bug yourself, which is self-discipline, or you can automatically give other people permission to bug you. The choice is yours. 2, resiliency. If we try to control and protect our kids, we deny them the opportunity to toughen up in the school of hard knocks. This good kind of toughness can be taught by way of age-appropriate consequences. A toddler who gets scratched quickly learns not to tease the cat. 3, balance. Balance has to do with maintaining mental and emotional equilibrium. It's the ability to bounce back to a healthy outlook after dealing with a difficult circumstance. A child who has figured out how to keep herself on an even keel will be 10 steps ahead of her peers when it comes to weathering the storms of adolescence and the ups and downs of adult life. 4, competence and confidence. By trying new things, failing, and trying again, children eventually achieve a level of competence that in turn becomes the foundation of personal confidence. If you are in crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK-8255 or contact the Crisis Text Line by texting TALK to 741-741.